start, we'll just do one of those freeform improvisations, but this time the parameter is you can only play quarter notes.
Okay.
No chords?
You could play chords if you wanted to, I guess. I didn't think about that. But you can leave as much space as you want. You can leave quarter rests, half rests, you know, sustain things, but nothing smaller than a quarter note. Again, the idea that we're just locking in with, you know, feeling time together. Whether or not you're playing exactly a ride cymbal pattern or something, we'll leave that to be determined. But and why don't we have one person start and just use a mode and everybody else try to find it. Who wants to start?
So nothing less than a quarter note. Meaning.
Right, so no subdivisions, no eighth notes, no triplets.
Half note is okay.
Half note's okay.
But
I mean, that's
hold
kind of a variant.
Okay.
Yeah, you can hold something, I guess. I don't know, you want to start something? Just play something, and you guys try to find where he is at the end. We're going to figure out where to go. Yes. Let's try it about. Let's try it about there. Whatever.
Tight with myself.
Right.
You know, because when you, as a drummer, you learn to do flams, like, that's not together.
Yeah.
And then when you're doing this, it's hard to go.
Okay. Well, also with quarter notes, I mean, Freddie is a perfect example. He swings the whole band with just quarters. He doesn't really use the skip beat even that much. And it still feels like it. Do you guys ever notice that with that recording in particular? The drummer doesn't even usually just play a regular swing pattern for a sec. Yeah. There's that little subdivision in the middle is called a skip beat. Pretty much the entirety of the head. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
pretty much the entirety of the head, he doesn't even play the subdivision. He just plays real solid quarter notes. And yet you don't miss it. Just it's a sound thing also. I mean, with every instrument, time and sound are so closely related. If you have a really solid sound, it sounds like it swings. It sounds solid. There's an attack. There's, you know, there's a release to every note. If it's tentative, it's hard to figure out where the time is. So it's about finding a sound that delineates time really well. And that's partly a technical thing and partly just kind of a musical consciousness to have. I know, I mean, drummers have to probably think about this more than anybody else, right?
I mean,
you know, I can tell you've worked on your cymbal sound, right?
For me, the whole feel of stuff that sounds really good is because it's so locked in.
Right. But part of that is, you know, do you ever feel like you have a cymbal that doesn't swing as hard as the other cymbal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and drummers, I feel like you guys just kind of are always at least thinking about that in the back of your mind. The rest of us don't